Good morning.
How are we?
Very well, thanks.
Very well. Very sprightly.
Very sprightly. Well, that's good news at this time in the morning. There's a lot of exciting things happening at the moment with Bear's Den. We've got the new single coming out, Old Wives. You must be pretty impressed and happy with the way the new album and the new music's been received because, well, it is pretty spectacular.
I think it's an honour, really. Like, it's, you know, we're just blown away by how people are reacting to it, and we're just really happy.
Well, it's got good, because it's fantastic. Old Wives is a beautiful song. The band's changed recently, haven't you? You've gone from this, like, a threesome down to a duo. How difficult was that? Was it quite an easy transition?
I think it's never easy, I'd say, when you're sort of reconfiguring what you're doing in that kind of way. But at the same time, it was kind of a very serendipitous thing as well. Like, two of our dearest, like, friends who were looking for something like this basically to do. And so when the time came that we did become a duo, it's sort of like we knew the first two people to ask, and they were both the first two people in both of our heads to ask. And so it just naturally developed. And yeah, it's been, now we're touring with four session musicians who are all just unbelievably talented, and it's so much fun being a six on stage.
And you've got a tour coming up, and I think you're doing some festivals. You're at Latitude, you're Latitude tonight, and then Longitude. Is that on the same day? You're doing two places at once?
We're doing Longitude the day after. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then you're off on a bit of a world tour, and you're all over the United States, all over Europe. You're coming back to the UK as well a little bit later on in the year. Now, if I've got one criticism, there's a severe lack of Yorkshire in your touring dates.
We know, and we feel bad about it, and we're desperate to come back to Leeds. Actually, like, we love playing in Leeds. I think we're working on it.
Yeah, okay. I think we've done, like, Brudenell Social Club a few times in the past, and we've played, what's the name of the church we played?
It's a beautiful church, I forget what
really
it's called.
Really close to the train station.
Mm. Oh, so, good, yeah. Lord, yeah, you got me now as well. Yeah.
We love playing in Leeds, we really want to come back as soon as we can, so it's it's on our bucket list.
Yeah.
Good news. The Brudenell's an amazing place to play, because a lot of bands, when they sort of turn up there, they sort of don't realise exactly it is actually a social club. It's like a working men's club. It's an amazing place.
It's great. It's it's really nice when you're touring and you go into a lot of venues. Well, sometimes it feels like they're quite similar on the inside, but you really know when you're at the Brudenell Social Club. It's just got such a great atmosphere about it, and yeah, I love it there.
Yeah,
it
is good. So, I mean, you're all prepared for the tour? Everything's ready and raring to go? You're happy with everything?
Pretty much.
Yeah, just so excited. Like, I mean, I think, like, we were talking earlier, and it's just the idea that we're going to be able to play all the songs from our new album, like, on the road, isn't something we've been able to do yet, really, as it's not been out. So, like, when that day comes and we're able to sort of focus more on the newer material and as well as the old, that's just really exciting for us.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be. And you do a lot of dates in America. You've got a real big following over in the US, and I mean, that sort of music, the sort of folk of the music that we're producing seems to be very popular. You were involved in a documentary sort of like bands on the road, and you toured around with a number of other bands, and that sounded like a very eclectic tour bus.
It was a lot of different buses. We toured in a convoy of VW camper vans with Ben Howard, the Staves, and Nathaniel Ratliff, and it was actually the first proper tour we ever went on as a band, and it was the most fun you could possibly imagine. So I think, you know, every tour we go on after that, we're sort of hoping it's going to be as fun as that. But
is every tour now disappointing?
Well, no, not disappointing, but it's just we're not in camper vans and we're not with, like, four other bands, and I think that's the dream.
Yeah.
That's basically just a festival on the road then, with just four bands together in camper vans as well.
Pretty much. It was just a festival. It was the funniest and funnest tour ever. And yeah, it was just brilliant.
They did break down a lot, though.
Oh, yeah. They tend to do. They look nice. They're beautiful. But they do break down a little bit, don't they? You're at Glastonbury on the other stage. What was that like this year?
Just incredible for us, I think, to play it. We've played Glastonbury before, but they've been kind of small tent shows, and to play the other stage was just sort of pretty mind-blowing for us.
Totally mind-blowing. Just like couldn't believe it, really.
It's very muddy as well.
Yeah. Well, everybody was saying it was like the muddiest year ever, I think. I mean, I've been in a fair few years, but I didn't go this year, so I missed you on the other stage. I did watch it on the red button. So, but it did look horrendously muddy this year. I think I might have missed the best year to miss, I think.
Might have chosen a good one, yeah.
So what else coming up? Obviously, it's just the touring. Anything else that we should know about? You're doing another tour with three or four other bands. Can we get that put together? I think that would be a good idea.
That is the dream.
That would be so good.
We really need to actually do that. I think we should probably recreate that tour and maybe 80s camper vans.
Where would it go from?
Boston to Austin. We just go back the way we came.
Right. Yeah, we could definitely.
Or you do Australia this time rather than America.
That's a good idea.
See? Bands down under. I'm only asking for 10% of this, so I don't think that's too much to ask for. Too much to ask. Listen, we're going to play the new single, Old Wives. Just explain a little bit about the song itself for us.
It's one of the sort of first songs we started working on, I guess, for the album. We were quite heavily inspired by sort of Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac and things like that. Yeah. And just wanted to really go for a sort of night driving feel to it. And rhythmically it's pretty relentless and pretty a lot of fun to play live.
It does sound different to the more recent tracks like Elysium and Agape. It does sound there is a definite difference to this one.
Yeah, I think we were just we wanted to sort of try more sort of cinematic sort of thing with our second record, and but I think the songwriting at the core of it is the same, but we were just sort of excited to just try and build a sort of nostalgic landscape in there.
Second album is out on July 22nd, Red Earth and Pouring Rain. This is the next single from it. It's Bear's Den and Old Wives. Davey and Kev, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, man.